Good morning and welcome to Soul's Journey Radio. I'm Rev B and this is Coffee Chat with Rev B, and I'm delighted today. My guest is Lorna Blake, and she is a very remarkable woman, as you are soon to find out. She has a company called LJ Empowerment Consulting, and you can find her on the World Wide Web at lornablake.com. Lorna, welcome.
Well, thank you, Rev B. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so glad you could come and chat with me today.
It's my pleasure.
And so tell me a little bit about your journey. I mean, your company is obviously about empowerment. You mentioned that you work with women on sort of helping them find their rhythm. Tell me about you. Tell me about how you found you.
All right. Well, let me start with my childhood, I guess. I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
I'm from a family where I was born to a teenage mom.
Okay.
And my father was also a teen.
Mm-hmm.
And so interestingly enough, when my mom found out she was pregnant and got in touch with him, he told her he didn't want to be involved.
Oh, dear.
And he never got involved.
Oh, that might have been a blessing.
Well, it might have been.
I was a teen mom, and I married my teen beau, and that was a whole other nightmare. But my daughter and I had a great... a great relationship and stuff, but he brought into the mix some things that were quite questionable. So sometimes there's a blessing.
That's true. I didn't think it was at the time when I was growing up, because I really wanted my father to be in my life, and
yeah.
I didn't understand why he didn't want to be involved, and I thought it would have been my fault. You know, I thought it must
we
have been my fault.
We tend to do that, don't we, as kids?
Yeah.
Everything's our fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I came up with that. I wanted so much to have a father. So when my mom met this man when I was 8, mm-hmm. I really accepted him and trusted him as a father.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be my sexual abuser.
Oh, dear.
So that was very, very difficult. And so for about 3 years, that continued, and mm-hmm. I never told my mom. I never trusted enough, because my mom physically abused me.
Right.
So that was a very difficult situation and a difficult time for me.
Yeah. So nothing was safe.
Lots of dark days. Nothing was safe. I had no one I could turn to. I
had
to keep my secret.
How did you get
past that? I think during my earliest years, I was a member of the church,
mm-hmm.
and I always prayed.
Yeah.
And I daydreamed a lot. I always saw myself leaving the island, because I was born in Jamaica. I always saw myself leaving the island and going far, far away. So I daydreamed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would crochet. My teacher had taught me this when I was age 9, I think.
A great therapy in working
yeah.
with the hands and creating.
And so creating stuff.
Yeah.
And it would relax me.
Yeah.
It would help me. I also found a way to write. I would write poems and short stories.
Yeah.
And that also was very helpful.
Excellent. And are you still writing today?
I do.
Yeah.
I still Good. Do like to do that. So that was my earliest years. And then when I was 19, I met my my then husband.
Mm-hmm.
And in our relationship, he was abusive as well.
It's interesting how we just repeat those patterns.
The cycles of abuse. You could
yeah.
see that all happening throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 25, I got to a place where I just had enough, and I ran
mm-hmm.
away.
Mm-hmm.
I left with some clothes and a suitcase, and I didn't have any family in Canada at the time. I didn't have a job. He had told me to leave my job and start a company with him. I didn't have money. Mm-hmm. I had nothing, really.
Yeah.
But I thought, there's got to be another way.
Yes.
And it was during that time that I began an assertiveness training program.
Oh, good for you.
And that really helped to
yeah.
shape my life to where I am today. So that's part of my
yeah,
journey.
And when we start finding sort of that inner power, that assertiveness, when we start to find our own rhythm, we start to realize we have way more power and strength than anybody gave us credit for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it didn't all happen at once. I will tell you that there were days when I got up and I felt a lot of shame, a lot of humiliation. I felt mm-hmm. it's my fault, because I grew up in a church where you're supposed to keep the family together. And
yeah.
I had walked
at
away.
At all costs.
At all costs.
At all costs.
Stay together no
yeah.
matter what.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that model, I think, when we look at that idea that no matter how much you're being mistreated or abused, that somehow you're supposed to stay and keep it together. And if you walk away, even though, you know, your partner's abusive, you're the one who's wrong.
For sure.
And that's, I always struggled with that in mm-hmm. traditional religion, mm-hmm. going, I don't get where that's okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For me, too. Yeah. I mean, I didn't understand it, but...
Good for you to leave.
I was so committed to what my faith...
Yes,
you
yes.
know, that it was a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm thankful I got out.
Yeah.
And as a result, I started to find my wings.
Mm-hmm.
My wings to fly.
Yeah.